The psalmist wrote, "My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, O God, because you have redeemed me."
Redeemed? What does that mean?
To redeem something is to buy it, to own it, a release from one owner to another.
What does the psalm mean? How can God redeem you or me?
That's the story we've come to tell today. It began over 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem.
Dying for me? Is that what redemption is? Was Jesus' blood somehow used as payment?
Yes. It became our ransom. In ancient times, before Christ, God required the shedding of animal blood to be used as payment for our sins.
Blood as payment?
Yes, because blood means life. So the shedding of blood means sacrifice. Jesus' death on the cross took the place of the ancient ritual of animal sacrifice for the sins of the people. His blood paid our debt once and for all.
It's hard to understand how Jesus' life has paid my ransom.
Yes, but the cross was essential to our redemption. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, also called Calvary. There they crucified him. Those who passed by were yelling insults at him. The chief priests with the scribes were mocking him. Even those who were crucified with him were taunting him. But Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them, because they do not know what they are doing."
Oh.
When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And then Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "It is finished." The curtain of the sanctuary was split in two from top to bottom. He breathed his last. The blood redeems us, but it also sets us free.
Free from what? Sin?
That's right. As soon as we're born, our sin begins to hold us captive. We become slaves to it.
Slaves?
Yes, it owns us, but remember, Jesus paid our ransom, redeemed us, and bought us out of slavery. No longer do we have to serve that sin or be bound by it.
He became my sin, and he took it to the cross.
And then on the third day after Jesus died on the cross, he even redeemed us from death by rising from the dead.
So we will no longer die?
We will no longer die eternally. These bodies are only temporary, but our spirit forever. And we can live in heaven even after our bodies wear out. Galatians 4:4-7 says, God sent his Son to redeem those under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons and daughters. And because you are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, than an heir through God.
And as his children, we love him, and we want more than anything to obey him.
Jesus said, "If anyone wants to come with me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me."